If you hold nach mem test on alf on top. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, the last Gemara was Hidashin the Pasuk of Liznois Beis Aviyah, that there was a new parasha of a Nara Hamarosa. Means if you have a girl that's a Nara, she's 12 years old to 12 and a half, and she's Marosa, means she has Erison only. So the new parasha, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayis Kila. A new Chiddush. Mashenken, once she becomes a Bageris, and once she becomes a Nesuya, then if she has Nus with another man, then she's Chayim Chenik. But the Chiddush of Nara HaMarosa that gets Kila is Dafka when she's a Nara and a Marosa. So he said, what about, the Mishnah talks about, if the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal for Nesuyin. So now we said a Chiddush that once the father gives his daughter over to the Shliach of the Baal to take her, like, to his house now, so from then on, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayiv Cheneg, she's not Chayiv Skila. Because the Pasuk says, Liznoi is based over here. You only Chayiv Skila when the girl is still in her father's house, by her father's house. That's the Pshat. The aside of Erison, the aside of Erison is that the Mole used to first make Erison, she's still called Rishosav. When you make Nisuyin, then she leaves the father's house completely, goes to the Baal's house.
What's more severe?
Skila? Skila is more severe, right? So that's the Chiddush of Nara Marosa. Now we ask the Kashi now, V'yema, let's say, Heicho da Hodra Levenosa, Hodra Levilsa. What's going to be, we're talking about now, where the father, he already married off his daughter, she's an Arusa. And they wait 12 months till they make the Nisuyin. Now it comes time to make the Nisuyin. So he said, we're talking about that the father sent her with the Shliach of the Baal. So they're on the road now, and they're taking her to the husband. So now he said, if she has Nus now, she doesn't get Skiller anymore, she gets Chenik. For asking the Kasha, what's going to be if, let's say, she changes her mind, or she gets scared, she doesn't want to go to her husband, she doesn't want to have Nisuyin, she wants to come back to her father's house. So what's going to be if she runs back home, that she comes back to her father's house? Because of Akasha, let's say now she should get Skila. Let's call it Liznois Beis Aviyah. As in the case where she didn't go with the Shliach of the husband to meet the husband, but she went back to her father's house. And she's still by her father's house. And now she has Nus with another man. So really she's still a Nara. And really all she had is only Erison until now. The Nisuyin didn't help. So let's say she goes back to her father's house completely, that she should have Skila. So this Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says no. Hahu kfa posko tonet v'Rav Yishmael. Tonet v'Rav Yishmael learned taught us like this. The tonet v'Rav Yishmael, we learned in the debate, in the base of Medrash, of Rav Yishmael, the posik says, v'neder almono u'grusha. Kol asher osra anasha, yokem alei. If you have a lady that's an almona, she doesn't have a husband, or else grusha, she receives a get. So in such a case, Kol asher osra nasho, she makes a neder upon herself, yokum alei, it's chal, it is a neder. So the Moreh Sakasha, ma tam alei, what's the chiddush over here? Taloi mutsas meklalav, lamanashuch. We're talking about she was already married to a husband, and they had nesuyin. So whenever the girl has nesuyin, even though she's a nara, she goes out of the reshus av. Like this the halacha is, when you have your own daughter, until she's a, even when she's a nara, if she makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for an adorim, until she becomes a begeris. But until she's 12 and a half years old, if your daughter makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for. To say it's no good. Mashenkin, here we're talking about this girl had nesuyin. She was married with nesuyin, so she went out of the father's house. The father can't be made for an adorim. And she also doesn't have a husband. We're talking about a namona. The husband died. Or else the grusha, the husband gave her a get. So the pasuk kasher is, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Now the pasuk says, if this lady now makes a nether, it's a good nether. And the only way to get rid of it is to go to a chacham to be mat in the dorim. So the mara pshita, she has no husband to go to. A regular lady, she goes to a husband. Husband can be made for the nether. But here she's namona or grusha. So the Gemara, Hare, Mutsas Mechlalav, Mutsas Mechlalbal, this lady, this girl, went out of the father's house, and she doesn't have a husband anymore. So Pshita, her neder, is called the good neder. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Elo, the Pasuk means like this, Hare, Shemosar Ra'av, L'shluch Yabal. Again, where first he only made Erison, they made Kedushin, and the girl was still living in the father's house. And now came the time to make Nisuyin, so the father gave her over, gave his daughter over to the Shluchei HaBaal, to the messenger from the husband. Oy, or else, Shemosru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei HaBaal. Started out that the father sent a messenger with her to bring her to the husband. And in the middle of the road, the Shliach of the father met the Shliach of the Baal, and they gave her over now to the Shliach of the Baal. That's what happened. That's called the Mesira, in order to make a Nisuyin later on, that she was given over to the Shliach of the Baal to make Nisuyin. Now, v'nis arman lo, and let's say now the husband dies. Baderech, oy nizgash, or else the husband gives her a get now, even before he makes a real Nisuyin. So what's going to be in such a case? Eicha ni karabo, beis avia shalzu, oy beis baila shalzu. What do I call this girl now? Is she still called in the father's house, that the father could still be made for Nadorim? In other words, do we consider this like a Maisa Nisuyin? Or no, we say, one way it is not called a Maisa Nisuyin, because she never really got to the husband's house, so maybe she's still called Brishus Avi in the father's house. Or maybe no, since she was sent to the messenger of the husband, it's considered like she's already based by law, Shelzu, so what do? And the Loim Loh comes to teach us like this, that Kivon Shiyotze Shorachas, Mishusav, as soon as the daughter, leaves her father's house for even 1 second, once she was given over to the shliach of the husband, she went out of her father's rishus. The pasuk is telling us, shuv ein yochel hofer. She never comes back to the father's rishus anymore. Even if the husband dies, or even if she runs back to her father's house, nothing doing. Once the father gave his daughter over to the shliach of the Baal, it's considered like she went into the rishus of the Baal, and she went out of the father's rishus, that she can never come back anymore to the father's rishus. Even if the husband dies now, it's like she was married with Nisuyin, that if her husband dies, she doesn't go back to the father's rishus. The father has no more rights over her. The father can't be made for the Nadarim. So mainly the same halacha applies to us also. Negate to the halacha of a Nara Amarasa. When do we say this girl that's Marasa only has Erisin? If she has Nus with another man, she gets Kilo only if she never left the father's house. But in this case, where the father sent her away with the Shliach of the Baal, so for 1 second it's considered like she left the father's house, so therefore she lost the din of a Nara Hamarasa. And if she has Nus now, she doesn't get Skila, but only Chenik. And even though we're saying now she'll run back to the father's house, it doesn't make a difference. That's the Shrusha, that once she left the father's house, L'Shu'achas, for 1 second even, she doesn't come back to the father's Rishus anymore. Omer Rav Papa says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this. I bring you right from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. It says, Habo al Nara Maroso, of a man is Mizana, lives with a Nara, a girl that's 12 years old. How Marosa, she has Erisin, she's married to a man. Ein Achayiv, when is there a Pasha, the Chayiv Skilo, Achete Nara? The girl has to be a Nara, means from 12 to 12 and a half. Pesula, it also has to be that she never lived with a man yet. And Marosa, she has to be that she only has Erisin, she doesn't have Nisuin yet. It says, Vihiba Vesavia, she's also still at the father's house. That's what the Pasuk says. In such a case, if a man lives with her now, they're chayiv skila. Whether the man or whether she does the brotzon, she's chayiv skila also. So Mara says, what do we need this pasuk for? Vishlei manara tells us she has to be a nara, it's good. Vulei begeris. It's like gzeras hakasiv. Only when the girl is 12 to 12 and a half. But once she becomes 12 and a half years old, that's called a begeris, another stage in life. Her body changes even more. Then she doesn't have the loch of nara marosa. Even though she has the same status about it, Eishesish, that she's married the same way, but once her body becomes a Begeris, there's no more Chayiv Skila. If a man lives with her now, they're only Chayiv Chenik. Bisula, what does the Pasuk mean? She has to be a Bisula. That means, V'loi Bula, that she didn't live with a man yet. But if the girl lived with a man even before she got married, and then she has Erisin, even though she's a Nara, if now she lives with another man, she's only Chayiv Chenik, not Skila. The Pasha of Skila is only by Nara, and she has to be a Besula. Murasa, what does the Pasuk say that she's only married? The Diyak is Vloy Nisuya, and not if she has Nisuyin. When she has Nisuyin with the husband, and now if somebody else lives with her, there's no more Chiyav Skila. Then the Pasuk says she still has to be in the father's house. is Lamutemai, what is that teaching us? It says already in Murosa that she has to only have Erisin and not Nisuyin. So what does it mean, Beisaviyah? Lav Lamuta doesn't come to exclude that in the case of our case, that Mos or Av, Lishluchi Abal, in the case where the father gave over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, to the husband's messenger, to take her to him, from that second is called that she left the Beisaviyah, she's not called the Beisaviyah anymore. And if on the way, or even if she returns back home from now on, she won't get skiller anymore. So it's a riot to what we're saying, that Beisaviyah means she has to stay there. But if she left the father's house for 1 minute even, she can't come back anymore. She doesn't have a din of Beisaviyah. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Afanan Mamitanina. We also learned like this from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, that it says, Habo Aleshes Ish, if somebody is Mizana with a married lady, Kivan shenichna solushus abal nesuyin, as soon as the lady went to her husband's rishus for nesuyin, afa pishla nivalo, even though they didn't live together yet, does he have a kala that they had erisin, let's say a year ago, and now comes the night they're going to have nesuyin, and they made the chuppah ready, and after the chuppah, before the husband lived with them, she had nus with somebody else. The locher is habu alei arezu bechenik. If somebody lives with her at that time, after the Nisuyin, before the husband lived with her, so she's still called a Psula, the din is they only get chenik, that's all. Nichnasol Rishus HaBaal B'Alma Shmamina. So it says a Lashon over here, Kivat Shenichnasol Rishus HaBaal. As soon as she came into the Rishus of the Baal, it changes her din, she doesn't get skiller anymore, but only chenik. Mashma bi'alma, mashma, any type of coming in to the Rishus of the Baal, it's called no more Rishus Av, she doesn't get skila. So Shemamin, this will also be a raya, that as long as the father turns her over for 1 minute to the Rishus of the Baal, to the Shliach of the Baal, she's not called Bevesavi anymore. And from then on, she doesn't have a loch of skila, but from then on, the din is only Ichenik. So mashma, that's the maskona, that's the psak loch like this. And once the girl was given over to the shliach of the Baal, she's out of her husband's rishus, out of the father's rishus, and now she won't get skila, only chenik. So at the Mishnah, Ho'av eino chayi b'mizoynes bitoy. A father, midiraisa, does not have the chiyuv to support, to feed his daughter. Doesn't have the chiyuv to support his kids. Rashi says, what the chayiv when he's alive? Gemara Meforash, Shemay Nakat bitoy. Why do we say your daughter? What about your son? Same halach applies to your son also. But Zem Midrash Doris Reb Loza ben Azayah. Reb Loza ben Azayah made a drasha like this. Levnei Chachomim b'kerem b'yavna. He made this drasha in front of the Chomim in the kerem of b'yavna. So Rashi says, why is it called b'kerem b'yavna? Al shem she yoshvim shura shuras k'kerem. That Tamidim was sitting like around and around like in a vineyard. That's the way the rows of chairs were. It looked like a vineyard, one row after another row after another row. So Kid Rabbi Rashi before says, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi. So the day he became the Nasi, he made this Rosha. And he said, Habonim Yirshu. There's such a law that when the father dies, the son yashins the father. And who Rashi hits on, we'll soon see here. Habonim Yirshu. The sons yashin inherit the father. The Habonim Yizainu. There's also a Tanai Ksuba that when the father dies, the daughters have a right to get mezonos, to get fed from the nechassim of the father. We'll soon see Rashi why. This is a tanai ksuba. This is what it says in the mother's ksuba, that when the husband dies, her daughter has to be fed from the father's nechassim. Now the diuk is like this: maha bonin, just like the children, the sons, einam yoshim eloli achamisa saav. When does the son get Yerusha? When do they inherit their father? Only after the father died. But mashma, when the father was alive, the sons have nothing from the father. Is afhabonos, the same thing applied to the daughters, a nizonos. They have no right to get fed, to get mezonos from the father's property, elo liacha misasavien. Only after the father dies. But calls the man, the father is alive, that's the locha, they don't have a right to get mezonos. Midiraisa. Rashi says, Habonim Yirshu v'Habonis Yizaynu. Rashi says, Shtei Takonos Tiknu Bezdin Matanai Ksuba. These are two Takonis that are Bezdin made when you write up a Ksuba. And we'll see more about later in the Masechta Nachnun Beis. that it says Habonim Yirshu Ksubas Bona Dichrin. It says sons Yarshin the mother's Ksuba. The Tanamba Masnisim will learn a Mishnah later, Bonin Dichrin the Heva Luchiminoi. When a lady gets married, like she makes a Tanai with a husband in the Ksuba, that the son that I'm going to have from you. Now let's say a man had sons from a lady before, and he remarries now. So the second wife makes a Tanai and says, that the children, the sons I'm going to have from you, Inan Yarsin Kesuk Subasecha Yeser Achokayim. I want my sons to Yarsin my Ksuba. In the case, let's say she dies, and then the husband dies, so she wants to make sure that her children Yarsin her Ksuba, more than just the Yerusha they'll get from their father. But this we'll see more later on Anathnun Beis. That was one takona. Fahainu Habonim Yirshu Ksubas Bona Dichrin. That means the sons Yashin their mother's ksuba. Later on in us Ridaf we'll see exactly what it is. That's one tekona, that the sons Yashin their mother's ksuba. The habonois yizainu. Bona nukvin the hevel l'chiminoi, she says also in the ksuba, that any girls, any daughters that I have from you, in them you have in Yashin Avesi, they should be sitting in my house, or Mrs. Nam in the chosai, and they should get them a panosa, that the money from your property. Adati bagrun, until they become vagaris, or yatit lochun the guvrun, or until they get married. But either until they're 12 and a half years old, they have to get supported from your nechosim. This is a Tanai ksuba that it says in the ksuba. So the diik is, just like the sons only yashin their mother's ksuba. After the father dies, it's the same thing the daughters only get mezonis from their father after the father dies. From the nechosim, the yashim have to pay the daughters also to live on. But when the father is alive, there is no chiyuv midiraisa for father to support his children. So Shiloh, till they're 6 years old, some learn there is a chiyuv. Up until six, they can't manage on their own, then you have the chiyuv to support them. But after six, there's no more chiyuv to support your kids. And we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara. The mezoinos bita, the Gemara's medan mashma, the mezoinos bita, with your daughter's food, who the yainin chayiv? There you have no chiyuv, a father doesn't have a chiyuv to support his daughter. For the mezoinos benoi, chayiv, but it's mashma from the Mishnah, if you have a son, your son, you do have a chiyuv to support your son, to give him mezoinos. Right, another diik is, bita nami, even by your daughter, it's mashma chayva hudaleka. There's no chiyuv, you're not forced to support your daughter. For mitzvika, for mashma v'yesman bali, they'll tell you it's a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to support your daughter. That's what's mashma for now Mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, mani matnisim. Who does now Mishnah go like? L'chura lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, for lo Rabbi Yechonon ben Brucha. Our Mishnah does not go like either one of these three mandiyamrim. Why did Tanya learn like this? Mitzvah lozen es abonis. There's a mitzvah, mashma not a chayv. You don't have an obligation. It's just a mitzvah if you do it, it's something good to support, feed your daughters. Mitzvah lozen es abonis. And kal v'chayim elabonim. Remeyo, that's a kal v'chayim, and for sure, there's a mitzvah to support your own sons. Why? The yasku b'Torah. Because they learn Torah. Since they learn Torah, they're more important. It's more important to keep them learning Torah. Therefore, if you have to, it's a mitzvah to support your daughters that don't learn Torah. For sure, there's a mitzvah to support your sons that learn Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, mitzvah lozen es abonim. He holds no, the opposite way. It's a mitzvah to support your sons. But you should know the kal v'chayim elabonis. And he holds no, but for sure it's a kal v'chayim that you also have to support your daughters. Why? Mishum zilusa. It's a big zilzla, it's a big embarrassment, like, to make your daughters go out to get collect money, then your sons, for a boy it's not such embarrassment to have to collect money. Therefore, for sure, it's a svarot, you have to support your daughters, Mishum Zalusa. But they both hold it's a mitzvah to support both your son and your daughter, Shalom, which is the Ikar, which is a tough hold, but both of them, and both of you hold, there's a mitzvah to support both of them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha Omer, Choyva Lozen Es Abonis, Li'acha Misa Savin. He holds no. There's a Choyv as a Tanai Ksuba that you have to feed your daughters after the husband dies. Then the whoever Yarshin, the Nechasim, have to give money to the daughters. The daughters get fed after the father dies from his property. Alva b'chai yavin, but when the father is alive, Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds, Eilu v'yelu eina nizaynin. No, mashma is not even a mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah for the father to support either his daughter or his son. That's what Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds. So who the kasher is now, mani mastisin. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? He, Reb Meir, he wants to have Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. Ha'omar boni mitzvah. Reb Meir says there's a mitzvah to support your sons. And now Mishnah Tzadik, it's only a mitzvah on your daughter and not on your son. So it's not like Reb Meir. He, Reb Yudah, he wants to have Mishnah goes like Reb Yudah. Ha'omar boni nami mitzvah. He again also says there's a mitzvah to support both of them. And the Mishnah's mashma, it's only a mitzvah on bitoy, on your daughter and not on your son. If the Mishnah should go according to Reb Yochanan ben Brukah, afilu mitzvah nami leko. His mashma, there's no mitzvah, there's no choy b'chlal to support your children. Just la'acha misa, when the father dies, then there's a loch upon the yoshim that there's a choy they have to support the daughters. But mashma, when the father is alive, there's no chiv at all to support your children. So who does that Mishnah go like? So more answers, it could go like any one of them. He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir. He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda. And he boy is saying, Rabbi Yechon ben Brukah, if you want, I'll tell you, it goes according to Rabbi Yechon ben Brukah also. How Mishnah go according to either one of them? What's the pshat? He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir. How Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds as a mitzvah to support to the nation, your son and your daughter. So I am Mishnah's mashma only on the beat of your daughter, not your son. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Our father does not have a chiyuv, there's no obligation to support your daughter. The same halach applies upon your daughter. The same din applies on your son, right. But there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. And could be that's the kal v'chomer for your bonim also. Like Reb Meir holds, that since your sons learn Torah, it's a kal v'chomer you should have to support them also. Like make it easy for them to learn. So why does the Mishnah just talk about your bitoy, your daughter? The reason why the Mishnah says that there's no chiv to support your daughter, that the afilo bitoy chayvu deleko mitzvika. According to Reb Meir holds there's a chiv,